Here's a thought I'll title, View It Again. I think the great challenge of viewing photography is not to just look at it and have it bounce off us without any impact, without any thought. Instead, we want our photographs to make some sort of impression. We want to move people in the emotional sense of the term. And one way I find useful when evaluating a new image, whether it's mine or someone else's, is to think about whether or not I want to view it again. Perhaps this is easier to grasp in the context of book buying. When I'm in a bookstore and I see a book of photography, I'm either going to flip through it and say, I've seen enough, I don't need to see it again, in which case I don't buy the book, or the book is going to make an impression that there's a lot here, and I'll want to spend time with it, maybe repeatedly, because it appears as though there's some depth of connection that I want to foster. I suppose another way to think about this is to simply ask the question, is this likely to wear well over time? We don't know, of course, when we ask that question. It's a speculative one, but it can help. The idea of wanting to view an image again does help decide whether or not it's something I want to invest not only my dollars into, but also my time. Compare this to music, for example. There are songs I've listened to 1,000 times, over and over and over, and depending on the mood that I'm in, or whether or not I'm using headphones, or which headphones I'm using, I hear different things. I get to know the music better and better with repeated listening. Others, I hear them one time and that's enough. I don't ever need to hear it again. Hopefully that judgment doesn't box me into a corner, which it occasionally does. There are examples I can think of where I've heard a piece of music the first time and thought, no, not much here, and then heard it later when I'm in a different mood and thought, what was I thinking? This is fantastic. The same thing can happen with photographs, or books, or PDFs, or websites, or gallery exhibitions. But I think no matter the medium and no matter the venue, the question is valid. Is this artwork, this music, this novel likely to wear well over time? This may be the answer to why I have such a large library of photography books, because there are so many of them that I want to go back to over and over again, and sometimes for the oddest reasons. I'll be viewing something new, or someone will say something in conversation, or I'll read something in the newspaper and think, oh, I have an image in mind that's in a book in my library. If I can dig it out, I might be able to think more deeply about this. Certainly, this is a criteria for images that I want to mat and frame and put up on the wall. Those images I'll probably see every day, and if I don't see them every day, it's because my brain has built a film between me and the image so that it becomes invisible. It just blends into the background. It becomes almost meaningless decor. Those images usually only come to life when someone visits and says, oh, what a lovely photograph. Then I'll see it again. But until then, it's sort of just invisible. On the other hand, an image on the wall that is powerful, that changes with my moods, that changes as the seasons change, as the lighting changes, as I mature and bring more things to the picture to be able to understand it. Those are the kinds of images on the wall that reward us every single day. Those are the ones we want to view again and again. I've found in my life, which is pretty dedicated to photography, as you know, I probably only have a few dozen of those kinds of images that I would want to live with every day and see every day because they bring me something every day. One of the most interesting parts of this train of thought is that those images that I would love to live with and view again and again and again are not necessarily the famous ones in photographic history. That's a completely different criteria. Because wanting to view it again is such a personal thing. That piece of artwork connects with me. And that connection may or may not indicate anything about the photograph's broad appeal across society. I think this criteria of viewing it again also applies to the most famous photographers in history. One of my favorite photography books that I've enjoyed since it was originally published in the 70s is Yosemite Range of Light by Ansel Adams. How are we not inspired by such a monumental book in the history of photography and publishing? But there are lots of images in there. I don't care if I ever see them again. But there are a few that I could look at every day. So for me, as I say, a useful thing to do when evaluating an image of any kind is to try to think about whether or not I'll want to view it again. And if so, those are the ones that add something to our lives that is truly a treasure.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.